Hi everybody, I'm Sage. I am a senior and I am the orchestra president for this year. Excited to see everybody here and welcome to CSO's last concert of the school year. We're very excited to perform for you. I just wanted to give everybody a heads up of some stuff that's happening outside. I'm sure you saw some of our students tabling outside. We are selling some new orchestra hoodies. They've got a really cute student design logo on the front of a bear with a conductor stick. And I think it says Orchestras of Cornell. If you want to support us, please look into purchasing one of those. It would help us so much, especially because we're hoping to take the orchestras on an international tour next year. We don't have a location set yet, but all proceeds and all donations go towards funding the international tour for next year. And in the past, we've been to Taiwan, Ireland, Argentina. It's been very interesting and exciting. So if you want to fund some interesting musical experiences, please help us by donating at the donation box or purchasing a hoodie. Also, for Cornell students here, we are doing a Krispy Kreme fundraiser, so if you are looking to have some donuts for your final season, pre-orders are open right now until April 29th, and then we'll be selling them, or you can pick them up, on May 4th and 5th, I believe. All this information, I think, can be found outside of the table if you speak to any of our tabling members. Also, the pre-order form has been posted around and advertised in multiple locations. If you have any questions, feel free to ask any of us. We all know the information. Or head back out to the tabling location after the concert. And then I'm now going to introduce Michelle DiRusso, our conductor.
Welcome back. We're very excited. This is our last concert of the season, and it's my first time conducting without a mask. So, hi students, this is how I look like. It's going to be really exciting, and the most exciting thing is that we have a world premiere today by Daniel Sapsgaboy. The piece is called Heights, and we have him here. So he's going to talk a little bit about what the piece is about.
Thank you, Michelle. First of all, thank you so much, everybody, for being here. I know there's a lot of things going on in Ithaca, so I'm really happy to see you all. And also thank you, everybody, for your work on the piece. Offer some challenges, but I'm really excited to be working with you all. The work is called Ertefa'at, which is an Arabic word we use in Farsi or Persian, and it means heights. And it's a work that's influenced by the Zagros Mountains, which are on the west coast of Iran, or I shouldn't say coast, border of Iran. And these mountains have a salt mound area, where there's very beautiful, all kinds of colors that are sculpted by wind and rain and time. So I was really inspired by these images about tall sounds, high sounds, thin sounds. And the culminating factor with these inspirations were, if you'll see on each side of the stage, there are wind chimes. They're automatic wind chimes, and they play a very significant role in the piece. And they are triggered at the beginning in a kind of ritualistic section that signifies the entrance of the chimes and the sounds that continue throughout the piece. So you'll hear them intermittently. There's a fan inside that blows them, so there'll be different times where you'll hear the chimes and sometimes when you won't. And it's just little breezes and mountain peaks. So thanks so much.
Thank you. And I want to briefly introduce Nanor Seraidarian, and she's our concerto competition winner 2022. So here we go.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's okay. They never know when to get up. It's okay. So the last piece we're gonna play is Tchaikovsky number 5, which I hope it's in some of your pocket budget list, that a piece you wanted to perform before you leave Cornell. And this takes me to say that I just want to recognize very quickly all of our seniors that are in the orchestra. And I hope that you realize the impact that you can have with music and you continue to perform and support the arts, because we can't do it without you. So wishing you the best, and go change the world. So our seniors in CSO are Sage Lee. Timothy Eng. Lindsay Ford. Maggie Gauss. Aiden Quick. Amy Wang. Hannah Powell. And Anna Perry. I'm sorry, I forgot one, and this is why I had a list, but I wrote it on the side. Patricia Cook. Double applause. I'm sorry. Look.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm trying not to get emotional, but I am a senior, as I said earlier, and I've been in Cornell orchestras for the past 4 years. I think technically this will be my 16th CSO concert if you assume like 4 concerts per year. Also, I guess if you don't include, never mind, quarantine, whatever. It didn't really hit me that this was the last CSO concert that I'd ever be playing until we flipped to the last page of the Tchaikovsky, but then we got there and it was like, so much has changed, so much has happened. Just wanted to extend my thank you to everybody in the audience and also my orchestra and especially my Cornell Orchestra board members. If you're here, can you just quickly stand up? I want to really honor my board members here, please. These people. Thank you. These orchestra members have been extremely instrumental in making orchestra happen and making all these concerts happen, making everything happen behind the scenes. You wouldn't be seeing this concert without the help of me and without the help of my board. And now it's time for me to graduate and move on. I want to introduce next year's Cornell Orchestra board president, Taryn Zhang. He's in the audience here. Come here. give him a moment to walk up. He's an incredible person, and he's going to have the orchestra in good hands from now on. I'm really excited to introduce him, and the orchestra will depend on him from now on. And from both of us, from current board to new board, also all on behalf of all the orchestra members, we wanted to have Michelle DiRusso come back up. Come here. We wanted to say thank you so much for an amazing year. Yes, it's for you. It's for you. Yeah. We have been through a lot of tumult. Sorry, I don't mean to keep talking, but we've been through a lot of struggles in the past 4 years. I don't know if you guys know like the innate details of Cornell orchestras, but I think Michelle is our like 6th or 7th conductor in the past 4 years, just because of Zoom and COVID, whatever. And there's been a lot of issues in the background, but Michelle has really pulled us through. She really made it happen, and I'm so proud to say that Michelle has brought the orchestras back to their former glory, back to from before everything. And thank you so much for everything for the past year. Of course, there's one more concert for Michelle this semester. She's performing a CCO on May 1st, so be sure to come to that.
It's Argentinian music with an Argentinian bandoneonist that is coming all the way from South Korea for our performance. So May 1st, 3 p.m.
Okay, I'll stop talking. But thank you so much again, really, from the bottom of my heart. I cannot thank you enough. And okay, thank you.